We have a trailer. We made a movie, a music video. No, I don't need it back.
She knows a new dramatic film that communicates around malaria prevention in your pregnancy. The film was made in Tanzania by Media Development International and John Hopkins Center for Communication Programs with support from USAID Tanzania. The story's main character is Juma, a poor young fisherman from Tanzania's southern coast. Juma's father disappeared when he was young, and the legend goes that he was transformed into a sail fisherman by a mermaid. Juma longs to find his father and set him free from the mermaid's curse.
Thank you. cortar a madre con pedazos de oro. La tiene. Aunque se da todo.
Todo. Todo bien.
When Ali learns about the child, Amina's love for Juma and Eustace's deceit, he realizes that he has made a mistake and not considered what is truly best for his daughter.
I'm dead. Amina, what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house. A chi sono Amina?
Chi mi ha chiesto non fare? Non c'è.
Voglio subito di mano con la verità.
Io? No.
Against all odds, Juma returns and wins the competition. When Juma goes to the clinic to see Amina, he learns about the miscarriage, and Amina tells him what she has learned from her experience.
Vivi, you know anything to care?
The story ends with the marriage of Amina and Juma. Though they have gone through great difficulty and learned the hard way, they have their future ahead of them, and they are armed with the knowledge of how to better protect themselves against malaria.
International forces invaded Afghanistan to topple the Taliban regime. Since that time, the international community has provided substantial financial support and professional expertise to rebuild this war-torn country. The development for the most part has occurred in major cities, such as the capital Kabul, Mazar-e-Sharif in the north, in the west. Despite significant investment in healthcare and improvements in some areas, such as immunization, Afghanistan still has the second highest maternal mortality rate and one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. The majority of the population lives in rural areas, where maternal death remains highest and change has been slow in coming. A major contributing factor to maternal death is the high fertility rate. On the average, an Afghan woman bears 6 children during her reproductive years. While less than 20% of births are attended by skilled health personnel, expansion of family planning and contraceptives a low-cost and effective measure to save the lives of women, has been excruciatingly slow. Contraceptive use stands at only 19%, a small improvement over the past decade. Afghan women are unable to take advantage of family planning for a number of reasons. A shortage of health facilities and trained personnel, lack of adequate roads and transportation, especially in rural areas, and restrictions on women and cultural taboos. Women are also burdened by numerous time-consuming household chores, taking care of children, cooking, getting water, cleaning and washing clothes, making bread, visiting a clinic is not a priority. 30 marriages that lead to untimely pregnancies, combined with demanding house chores, continue to tax women's bodies and cause health complications. Mistreatment and family violence is not uncommon, especially against women. They often lead to injuries and even death. Afghanistan is a strongly male-dominated society. Most women cannot leave the house without a man's permission for most basic activities, going to the market or to visit a clinic. Many women cannot leave the house without a male companion, and they need permission of their husbands to use contraceptives. Using contraceptives without the knowledge or permission of a man can have serious consequences.
از چیزکنه که مطلب دیگر رو کانه منه شده چهار سال پنج سال گفنه از من گذشته مسیر به فوت از که من دید شدم با چی بدر میخواد جوان کنی من دید شدم اینه اونه چی زن خوبی کارو نمی کنم که جلوی کن از اولاد یاد بعد از که زن های بدی سارا می کنم اگر توی کارا کردی من دیگر ایچ اگر من تو دوام بیدی من اگر بخوام تو دوام بیدی من ایچ کس تو زندگی نم İşte diğer anlaştım, bu şu hayır gibiyim, korkmuyor da kardeşim. Şu diğer kuşa yıkılışına mı bu, diğer cennine, muhada sana tanımıyor başım. Kazan müttefer kertli hanımı digirdi. İlk kez, ama hanımı digirdi hiç hoş neyiz ki bozma ola da aklım. Mesela, ben hiç hoş neyizim de, hiç hukuk boş. Mdefe ki boz, sayma omlada durdum, da hana katın çekeceğim ki, sen zemin yap, sot, mdefiymiş, kılat, da hana. جنگت یک دفعه از آن مشبت خانه بوده و مشبت خانه دیگه گوار کرده رویش گم بخورده رویش گم بخورد نفسیدم دیگه ایتی کردن از آن اشتر که من خوشیم گرفتم از دو جمعه نفسیدم از دو جمعه نفسیدم بلند شد نرفتم در ایک شب خانه گفتم روز دو خطیز نیدیم که در کس نمیدیم بودا من گفتم خیر خودم از خیر مفتر دفل ایتیز نشک اما خیر دیگه برو بیدو بیده بیداره
of the male population, such as members of clergy and community health workers. For the most part, we have missed the opportunity to motivate and educate the general population of Afghan men to become our partners in expansion of family planning and saving women's lives. Getting men on board is critical. Men can move about without restriction and can assist their wives in accessing contraception. Afghan men should be viewed not as barriers to women's health, but as contributors and as an available local asset in this process. Mobilizing men is a vital step toward improving maternal mortality. Informed men can be our allies. It is up to us to make it happen. In 2007, we expanded our existing programs and began targeting and training Afghan male doctors and nurses in family planning and reproductive health. We trained them in all contraceptive methods and issues related to reproductive health, such as sexually transmitted infections and violence against women and its relationship to health. We made sure they understood the value of family planning and we passed the information along to their male patients once they got back to their clinics in rural areas. During our workshops, more than 150 male doctors and nurses from 10 different provinces were trained. For most, this was the first time they had ever received education in the subject. In 2 months' time, the trained health professionals counseled more than 15,000 men in family planning. In 2010, partnering with Afghanistan Ministry of Public Health and the UNFPA, during an intensive training program, we trained seven teams of Afghan health professionals as master trainers. These seven teams were to take over the program and to ensure its sustainability and continue to train other male health providers in provinces. 1 year has passed and the master trainers have not trained any additional personnel. A foundation for a movement is in place to educate and involve men in family planning and to improve women's health in Afghanistan. Without a combined commitment from the local and international community, these efforts will not succeed.
She can't make it because the taxi drivers refuse to come to this area. They say it's too dangerous and not going to risk their lives, so she's not going to come.
In addition to the numerous obstacles women face on a daily basis, the breakdown in security has become a major problem in women's access to health services. Many women do not visit their clinics and families prevent them from leaving the house. This is due to the ongoing armed conflict in parts of the country and the constant threat of suicide bombing.
وقتی گلبان سنتر رو میخواستن اینجا بدن تو نفر اینجا رو میبادن کنار گلبان سنتر بعد سوار هم مطلی که بدن مداد دادن که به این چنا اندازه 30 ثانیه فرصت میدن فرصت داده بود که همه ازشون میبوشن بعد از 30 ثانیه خودش رو بجا یعنی که اگر کسی کسی میبوشیده بود اگر کسی لباس راحت پوشیده بود حتما خودش از منزله دور میکرد اما کسی که لباسش راحت نبود همونجا مونده بود یا زخمی شده بود یا که نه از بین آمده
decision-making half of the population, the men.